One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
WWE are on high alert for Crown Jewel tomorrow. Plus, WrestleMania 39 plans have been revealed. And ex-WWE and AEW stars have made a big impact in Impact. For Friday, November the 4th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. WWE Crown Jewel looked to be at risk this weekend. So the event, emanating from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, is in question following a Wall Street Journal report that revealed that Saudi Arabia has shared intelligence with the United States about a possible imminent attack from Iran. The Associated Press reported an official has revealed there is a credible threat of an attack within Saudi Arabia soon or within 48 hours. Now, no US embassies or consulates in the region have issued an alert to Americans in Saudi Arabia. We have since heard that Nassar Kanani, the spokesman for Iran's foreign ministry, has dismissed these claims of an impending attack on the kingdom as baseless and insisted that his government was focused on diplomacy within the region. Be that as it may, PW Insider have said that the WWE roster have arrived in Saudi Arabia for Crown Jewel. And we are told from Fightful Select that WWE plans to hold a press conference in Riyadh today at 10 a.m. Eastern. On their social media accounts, talent are indeed in the area and promotion has begun. There are no plans to cancel the show, but we are told they are on high alert in case. So as it stands, despite some of the news that we have gleaned from the Wall Street Journal and CNN, Associated Press and Reuters, and based on what we've heard from other sources, such as the spokesman for Iran's foreign ministry, there is a show happening tomorrow. Of course, we'll keep you updated as best we can at cultaholic.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
WrestleMania is around the corner, believe it or not. It's November. I know. I struggle with that myself, which means it's soon the Royal Rumble and then it's soon WrestleMania. WWE have revealed plans for WrestleMania week that is going to take over Los Angeles. So Friday, March the 31st, we will have a live SmackDown from the Crypto.com Arena in LA, followed immediately by the 2023 WWE Hall of Fame. Then on Saturday, the 1st of April, it is NXT Stand and Deliver. We had an arena NXT show last year, which had an interesting crowd reaction to it. They're going again this year. It's from the Crypto.com Arena in LA as well. Same place as SmackDown and the Hall of Fame. Then that'll be a Saturday afternoon. Saturday night, it'll be WrestleMania 39 Night 1 from the SoFi Stadium in Inglewood. The following day, Night 2 from the same stadium. And then on Monday, WWE returns to the Crypto.com Arena in LA for a live episode of Monday Night Raw. No doubt, all around there, we are going to see shows taking place in the vicinity. WrestleMania does tend to become a bit of an Edinburgh Fringe Festival, where wrestling will descend on wherever WrestleMania is. And you know what? If you are a wrestling company that is looking to run a show at WrestleMania weekend, if you have one coming up and you would like a bit of shouting about it, we'd love to help with that. tom.campbell@cultaholic.com. If you've got plans for a show, an independent show during WrestleMania week at the home of WrestleMania, I'd love to hear from you. My email is tom.campbell@cultaholic.com. Now, we've heard from one of the released NXT stars. It was just a few days ago that a number of NXT talent, as seen on Level Up and in some cases on the main NXT show itself, were let go from the company. Sloane Jacobs was amongst those. She posted on Instagram, "Bend, don't break. No matter what, wrestling will always be my home. From when I was a fan in the crowd to when I was on TV. Thank you, NXT, for helping me learn and grow these past months. Now, on to whatever is next." We, of course, send our best wishes to Sloane Jacobs on whatever she does next, where her path takes her. I think she's going to be just fine. And last night on Impact, let's talk a bit about Impact, shall we, as they get set for Overdrive. We saw some former AEW and WWE stars joining Impact Wrestling. So Alan Angels, formerly of the Dark Order, and Big Con, formerly known as Connor from The Ascension, are now both part of Violent by Design. They came to the aid of Eric Young during his match with Sami Callihan, expanding in numbers are Violent by Design. And you know what? They're a good fit for it as well. I like them a lot. Of course, these are tapings that went down a little while ago, so you might get a little bit of deja vu because we talked about this a few weeks back when we did the taping news from Impact. So you're thinking, why are we hearing this again? Well, that's why. Because now it's canon, isn't it? Also, last night on Impact, we found out that we've got a Knockouts Tag Team Championship match taking place. The Death Dolls, Taya, Valkyrie, and Jessica, with Rosemary in their corner, are going to be defending the World Tag Team Knockouts Championships against Tasha Steelz and Savannah Evans. This is going to be fun. They'll have a belter, those will. Also confirmed for Impact Wrestling Overdrive, Heath and Rhino will defend the tag team titles against the major players. Heath was my guest on Desert Island Graps on Wednesday, and he talked about his unusual relationship with Rhino.
If you would take an old married couple but young brothers and mix that, that's me and Rhino, man. Like, we fight like we're brothers, but we argue like we're a married couple. Like, I wish I could just, I need to just start recording all this crap, man, just to put it out, because it literally be something that we argue about, and we just look at each other, and then we just start laughing to be like, what the hell are we doing? there was one, literally, where me and him was going over a match, and there's a picture of this backstage. I think all the boys took it. I don't know if they put it. I think I put it out for Rhino's birthday. But we literally were in the back arguing about who wants to take heat. And I'm just like, bro, I'll take heat. I'm a better seller than you. You know, and he's like, no, you are not a better seller than me. You might be able to flop around better than me, but that doesn't mean you're a better seller. I'm like, oh, no, bro, I sell everything better than you. You know, so we're like trying to argue about who's going to take the heat, and then someone else would take the comeback. But we're literally back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth to where the time that we're doing it, we get tired. The next thing you know, I'm like, hey, man, I'm tired of this crap. Let's just talk about it a little bit later. Next thing you know, me and him both fall asleep on the couch. He's laying down to where it looks like his head's on my lap. And I'm like sitting in the recliner, you know, just passed out like that way. So it was one of those things where you can see that me and him's like, it's like we were arguing about a Netflix video. And then we passed out with the remote in our hand because we couldn't figure out what we wanted to watch. So that is a common thing that happens with me and Rhino. Like to where like you would see us arguing about something where people's like, good God, these two. And the next thing you know, we fall asleep together and we're cuddling.
Check out Heath on Desert Island Graps on the Cultaholic podcast feed right now. And the main event of Overdrive, it's going to be the Impact World Champion Josh Alexander defending against a TNA original in Frankie Kazarian. That's the lineup for Overdrive, which you will be able to watch live on Impact Plus, Impact Insiders, and on Fight. Brand new episode of the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast later today. It is, of course, the original lineup back together, Matthew, Ross, and Jack, talking about this bloody week in the wrestling, looking at your questions in the mailbag and answering the big question as well. They'll be along with, no doubt, a ridiculously long podcast later on today on the Cultaholic Podcast feed and at youtube.com/Cultaholic. You've got a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps on Sunday featuring Leon Slater. This was an episode that we were supposed to get done earlier in the week. Schedules clashed. We couldn't get it done till Tuesday, but we've done it. We've recorded it. And I thought, I don't want to make you wait till Wednesday to hear it. It's a really great chat that Leon and I had, and we're going to have it on Sunday for you. You'll hear it on the Cultaholic podcast feed exclusively on Sunday. And on Saturday, it is the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review. Matthew, Greg, and I watching every episode of SmackDown from the very beginning to its very, very bitter end. Crown Jewel is this Saturday as well, all being well. You will have live reactions from myself and Andrew on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/cultaholic/live. You'll have what happened at Crown Jewel shortly after that and the WTF moments for Crown Jewel all on the Cultaholic YouTube channel over the next few days. And I will speak to you on Monday. Stay safe and love you both.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.